Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi. Thank you so much for joining us this week and every week for your wellness radio.
We're so glad that you're joining us. Every week.
There it is. Now, some of you haven't been sending us regular emails, though. And so I want to kind of bring that up because I'm feeling like our communication's drifting a little bit.
Well, you know, you have to realize that a lot of people don't use emails. They use Snapchat or Twitter.
Is that it?
Or Instagram.
Email is like
snail mail.
Nice.
Email is the new snail mail.
Catch us on Snapchat. No. Dissolving messages. Yeah, no, my daughter's like done with all that stuff. She doesn't post on Facebook anymore or anything. She's gone into the new worlds. But email. You can communicate with us. Talk to us. We'll talk back. wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. So anything about any of the shows, anything else you might want to talk about your wellness radio hosts with, and we'll get right on that and talk back. Also, of course, each one of these shows, and this one is one you're going to want to actually pay close attention to, goes into podcast about a week or two after broadcast. And so it's always good to go check the podcast. You know, unless you're listening every single week to the show and you're just kind of like keeping score that way, which is great, catch the podcast at kxoradio.com. And then you can go back and kind of see what kind of shows we've had, what kind of shows you may want to share with your friends, what kind of shows may be interesting to you. Again, it's Community Wellness Radio. We're on every week. We're brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. And basically, we choose our topics based on community interest and needs, which segues me right into this intro, because we are joined today by Lupita Castro, who is a licensed marriage family therapist. She's a clinical mental health counselor for the Student Services Department at Imperial Valley College.
Ooh. And a former behavior health employee.
That's right.
And very proud of it.
I brought the duct tape. We're going to hold her hostage and not let her go back.
Let me think about it.
Well, and we both worked with you, so it is always such a pleasure to see you. Every time I talk to you, we talked today on the phone before you came over, and I was like, got off the phone and said, someday I'm going to be as nice as her. and the person I work with said, you got a long way to go.
Hey, it's so, because that brings a smile. You know, every time I see I consider family still, behavioral health staff and people, like, I feel very happy about it.
Good. Yeah. Yes.
Now, IVC, I mean, a lot of us have been at IVC in various capacities. Many of us have. Our children go there sometimes. Our older adults go there sometimes. Tell us
former
about...
Former. I was at IVC,
ex-employee,
too. Ex-employee. So yes.
I was a substitute teacher. So I think that counts.
Dr. Lopez was there.
Nice.
And also Olga Artechi's there. So that was my...
And she's still former, there.
Yes. My former boss, and she's still there. So through EOPS. Yay!
Mm-hmm. IVC, it's not what we imagine, right? I mean, when I think of IVC in my head, I think of a bunch of 19-year-olds running around trying to get the 2 years that they need to get into SDSU. That's not what IVC is.
No, it's not. In the last few years, it's been changing a lot because, you know, how unemployment, you know, hit the valley. So a lot of people, meaning like older people.
Hit the valley, lives here.
Well, yeah, it's considered, you know, that one of the main cities with more unemployment.
Yeah.
So more older people return to college, and maybe other people who never get the GED or a diploma from college, they return to college. So now we have this. Many students coming out of high school, but other people from the community in college. And, of course, different populations, different backgrounds, different socioeconomic status, and different issues, including mental health.
Nice. Now, every time I drive by there, it's bigger.
Yes.
How many people are there now?
Right now, well, unofficially, This semester, we got 7,860 students registered, wow. But the deadline hasn't really passed and changes, you know, still working.
Here and there.
Yeah, but pretty much last semester, which is official, the official number is 7,820
students. So
nearly
8,000
close to 8,000 people students per semester.
Is this, do you guys offer like straight online now where people don't even have to show up, or is this people on campus?
No, this is all registered students. It's a combination of online and students on campus.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.